Workplace news in brief. Crane drivers' wage lift. Crane drivers at HTC plant have won a 14% pay increase following strike action on the 7th of November. The UKIP members struck after rejecting a 3% offer that did not match the money lost through recession pay freezes. Haringey school victory. Teachers at Highgatewood and Fortismere schools in Haringey, North London, have voted to suspend further strike action after agreement was reached over funding union representation. The NUT members had taken 4 days of action over the withdrawal of facility time. The Haringey Schools Forum will resume facility funding. This victory would not have required strike action if the head teachers concerned had been willing to negotiate. However, Haringey Council's victimization of NUT branch secretary Julie Davis remains in place. If disciplinary action against Julie is pursued further, borough-wide industrial action will be taken. A protest took place outside the town hall on the 24th of November. A Haringey teacher, Jacobs Crackers. Around 800 GMB members at Jacobs Biscuit Factory in Liverpool took strike action on the 23rd of November over management bullying. GMB branch secretary Betty said over the past 2 years there have been no meaningful negotiations over changes to work practices. Consultation meetings are no more than management telling the unions what is going to happen. The mood of the pickets was buoyant and they received great support from passing motorists honking on horns. Another picket said workers here have always been willing to discuss changes and there have been many over the last 20 years, but we are not going to carry on being dictated to. Dave Walsh, Trelleborg Engineers. Over 160 workers at the Trelleborg Engineering Factory in Beaumont Leys, Leicester, took strike action on 20 and the 21st of November in demand of a decent pay rise. So far the bosses have offered just 2p an hour despite record profits. Unite Union rep Mark Potter said operating profits for 2013 broke all their own records, with 2014 looking like it will be very similar. We had members on the first day of picketing who had just finished a full 8-hour night shift who then stood on a picket line for 12 hours solid. TUSC councillors Wayne Mellor and Barbara Potter backed the strike. This was the second strike action following the first walkout on the 12th of November. 3 days more days of action are due to start on Wednesday the 26th of November as we go to press. Michael Barker. Update: the union has reached a pay claim agreement with management today which was overwhelmingly accepted by the membership. Lambeth College. UKU members at Lambeth College, South London, have voted by 83% on a 58% turnout to recommence strike action against new contracts with inferior conditions. The new contracts include 2 weeks less holiday, and 1 hour extra contact time with sick pay entitlement reduced almost by half. The lecturers took 5.5 weeks of strike action last term. Management have now made some minor concessions, but the main attacks still remain. Strike dates will be announced soon. Messages of support can be sent via UKU branch secretary Mandy Brown, Manda Brown Cow, at yahoo.com.